Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website entitled Letting Go of the Reins, Cooperating and Quietly Assisting Others by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Heilongjiang Province, China.
China Fahui, Letting Go of the Reins, Cooperating and Quietly Assisting Others by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Heilongjiang Province, China. Greetings, revered master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. In the past 16 years, I have profoundly realized how important it is for a coordinator to be responsible and to fulfill his duties. Besides contacting and working with other practitioners, a coordinator must truly cultivate himself so that he doesn't fall into the notion of validating himself. If a coordinator becomes attached to validating himself, it is easy for other practitioners to rely on and idolize him, which would turn into interference for him and other practitioners on their path of cultivation. Two lessons learned: my attachment to validating myself. One time, practitioners from out of town came to share experiences with us. I knew that their coordinators were jealous of each other and had strong attachments to fear. So I talked to them about how I bravely coordinated many things, even when the local police sent special agents and cars outside my house to monitor me constantly. As soon as I finished talking, a practitioner from out of town told me that he realized that things didn't work out with them because they didn't have a coordinator like me. I felt pleased for the compliment, but at the same time very sad. The practitioner wanted me to talk more, but I couldn't utter a word. After they left, I kept thinking about what I had said, and I realized that Master was reminding me, using the practitioner's words, that I was validating myself. If I was validating the Fa, the practitioner would have said, "It seems that we need to calm down and study the Fa. This way we will do well too." Master says, quote, "The Fa can break all attachments. The Fa can destroy all evil. The Fa can shatter all lies. And the Fa can strengthen righteous thoughts." Unquote. Drive out interference from essentials for further advancement too. One other time, three practitioners were tortured in a local prison and died. We all knew that we must expose the evil persecution. I did not take on any specific task this time, knowing that if I did, the other practitioners would rely on me to give ideas, instructions, and to arrange most of the details. Other coordinators went to the three practitioners' families to try to gain their support in hiring lawyers. One of the families refused to listen and had a bad attitude toward a coordinator. Other practitioners decided that I should talk to this family. I knew they were depending on me again, but I gave in and agreed to help out. I talked to the deceased practitioner's sister, and she eventually admitted to me that if we had spoken earlier, her family wouldn't have such a negative attitude towards DAFA. She wanted me to talk to the rest of the family, especially her brother, who was a government official. She also wanted to find a place where we could meet for future cooperation. As soon as she said that, one of the coordinators told me that I should pick a place close to my home. After the sister left, I asked the coordinator why he was relying on me again. He said, "I haven't done as much as you have and am not experienced. If I knew how to do it, I wouldn't have to depend on anyone." Without thinking, I told him that his dependence had become habitual and he didn't realize it. Years ago, I had no one to learn from when I had to hire lawyers or talk to family members. Now you know what I have done and how things were handled. If you don't try it yourself, you will always be dependent. I felt regret as soon as I finished talking. I looked within and realized that I was the one who didn't share with other practitioners about Fa principles that guided me in doing the things I did. I also didn't trust other practitioners. I liked to rush things and get them done quickly, and I believed that I was capable of handling a lot of things and didn't give other practitioners many opportunities to do the actual work. My absence from a meeting reveals our attachments. During an effort to dismantle the local brainwashing center, a practitioner suggested to have a meeting with practitioners from nearby areas to share experiences. I was always expected to attend such meetings, but this time I decided not to attend. The practitioner insisted that I had to be there, giving various reasons. I told him that the meeting was to communicate and resolve problems between practitioners, and not one practitioner, me, trying to persuade others. Besides, my presence would be sure to make other practitioners feel uncomfortable talking. After the meeting, some practitioners told me that the meeting didn't go well, and that practitioners from other areas said that it wouldn't have been that way if I had gone to the meeting. I thought about this and looked within. I saw that over the years, my behavior had influenced the local practitioners. Following my lead, they took a bossy attitude with the practitioners from other areas who had come to the meeting. I met with our group, and we realized that we shouldn't impose on others with the idea that the Fa principles we enlightened to were the only standard for doing Dafa work. This meeting at least allowed everyone to speak their mind, and it laid a good foundation for future sharing and cooperation. After the meeting, I have found that other practitioners are now less dependent on me. My attachment to validating myself was weakened as well. I began to work with other practitioners and help improve their work from the sidelines. Rescuing a practitioner, allowing others to take charge. Several practitioners were arrested, and one of them was a senior coordinator whom I had known for a very long time. Before, if practitioners were arrested, I would simply take on all the work, from sharing with other practitioners and their families to hiring and receiving a lawyer. But now that I knew that I had to let others participate in validating the Fa and the work as a whole, I had a hard time deciding whether I should aggressively take on the rescue work or not. The sister of the arrested practitioner came to me crying, saying that I must help her no matter what. I really wanted to say yes right away, and the struggle in my head intensified. At that moment, Master reminded me, quote, "Sincerely do it for the other person's sake," unquote. Fa teaching on World Falun Dafa Day. The word sincerely hit me so hard and woke me up. This was a good opportunity for the sister and other practitioners to step forward and work with one another. If I led everyone this time because I felt bad about turning down a good friend, I would deprive the practitioners their opportunities to improve and do well. I would also prevent them from doing better in saving sentient beings and rescuing their fellow practitioner. I have to let go of my human emotions so the work we do will be sacred. In the following year of rescue work, I quietly encouraged other practitioners and supplemented with my help. I saw that more practitioners became mature and independent as a result. When other practitioners stopped depending on me, I felt a little lost. I could still see that I had the attachment to validating myself and that I needed to work harder to be responsible to the Fa, to sentient beings, and to all practitioners. I will continue to quietly provide help to maximize the efforts of fellow practitioners and fully follow the principle of cooperating as one body.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.